Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz. This is episode 84 for June 15th, 2006, Moby Blue. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And now, get ready for Dick. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 80 for our 84th podcast, ladies and gentlemen? It's,
wow.
It's amazing. I just can't believe we've done that many, Dick.
You know, it amazes me because the very first time we did this, I don't know if you had any preconceived notion of what it would be.
I have no idea.
You know what? By 100, I think we should come up with a plan.
Maybe.
Don't you?
Yeah. I think, you know, one of these days we'll figure out what this podcast is. But until then... I'm enjoying myself.
I'm enjoying myself too. Yeah. And at least once a day, there's always, out of, I would say, 1,000 emails, there was one email that says, more gadgets, less chat.
But you've actually gotten an email that says less chat?
Yes, I actually did. Oh. But one, Leo, out of 1,000.
Well, there are other gadget podcasts that are wonderful, like Gadget Chicks from CNET. Molly Wood's now doing that. And Gadget has a podcast. So if really what you want is, you know, hardcore gadgets without any entertaining conversation or personality whatsoever, okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Not that I'm bitter.
And why are they listening anyway? Right. But most of them are, if you want to leave out the gadget and just talk, feel free.
Well, frankly, that's always the main reason that I wanted to do this with you, Dick, is I just love the stories. I'm a fan of Mad Magazine. I'm a fan of yours. So
we have a great time talking. Yeah. Oh, you know, I forgot to tell you this one thing when we talked about game. You know, we did that little tribute to games.
I was so glad we did that. Did you get some good email from that?
I did. Yeah. I really did. And what I got at least 10 of is, I don't know if you know the original review that Time Magazine gave Mad. When Mad the comic started, Time Magazine had a 7-word review.
Oh, no.
It said, Mad Comics, ... will be a short-lived satirical pulp.
Oh, interesting.
That was the entire review. And now we're a part of Time Warner. Talk about irony.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anyway.
Well, no, that was really fun. And if people didn't hear that, that was, let's see, it would have been 76,
Monday show.
I think. Episode 76?
Yeah, it was June 5th because Bill died. We were doing it sort of in tribute to Bill.
Right.
It was Monday, June 5th.
Yeah, so worth going back and listening.
Yeah, and I'll just tell you, my very first introduction to Gaines was I had written a couple of things, and I called Nick Meglin, who was the one who got me into Mad. And I said, Nick, I didn't get paid for that second piece. And he goes, oh, okay, I'll put Bill on. I said... Bill Gaines?
The Bill?
Right. And he said, yeah. I said, no. Put me through the payroll. And he said, there is no payroll.
Payroll?
Bill writes the checks. Hang on. I'll give you the bill. I am freaking out that he's going to put.
And you're how old thinking, at this time? You're like 16, 17?
I'm like 16 or 17. I'm thinking, is he going to be like angry? Like I'm asking where my money is? So there's this long pause. And I hear a phone get picked up. And in the background, I hear, Di Bartolo, who the hell wants to talk to him? And I go, my first contact. So he picks the phone up. He goes, hello. And I go, Mr. Gaines, I don't mean to interrupt your day. And he breaks out laughing. I said, were you putting me on? And he said, welcome to Mad Magazine.
That's so great.
It was great.
Well, and you've told the story of your acceptance letter before. Why don't you tell it again? This is another example of his great sense of humor.
Yeah, and that was actually Nick sent you. If you want to submit something to Mad, you can. These days, just go to madmag.com and click on frequently asked questions, and there are the guidelines to submitting freelance to Med. But I'd read the Writer's Yearbook, and it said you can submit to almost any magazine, but if you want rejected material back, you must send a self-addressed stamped envelope because they'll just throw it out. So I wrote my piece, sent it into Med, and 6 weeks later comes my big envelope, and I figured this ain't a check because it's the envelope I wrote. And I was so depressed, and I put it away, and later I thought, oh, maybe they just said it's almost there. So I opened the envelope, and the envelope had a big piece of cardboard in it instead of my scripts. And stapled to the cardboard was a check for $100, which was a lot of money back then. And scribbled on the cardboard, it said, ha ha, thought we were rejecting your scripts. Isn't that funny? We bought them, stapled to this cardboard is a check. Would you call us? We'd like to talk to you about writing more material.
That's a boy's dream come true.
It is. It is.
Now, did you run downstairs and show it to your parents? What was your reaction to this?
I showed it to everybody in the world. What are you kidding? The problem was Mad back then only came out every 6.5 weeks. And they were months ahead in stories. So my piece didn't come out for like 9 months. And I would run down to the newsstand and the new Mad would come out. I would run through it. And if it wasn't in there, I'd go, I have to wait 6.5 weeks more.
Oh,
anyway,
that's great. And were you in high school at the time?
I was just finishing high school.
That's so great. And,
yeah, I know.
I
actually did get out last September.
Congratulations!
Thanks.
And any day his skin's going to stop breaking out, and he's going to emerge like a little butterfly. Butterfly Dick Bartel. You know what we haven't done yet?
What's that?
Here we are like 8 minutes in the podcast.
Yes, I've so much more to say, but we'll break the routine and we'll do a gadget.
Oh, why not? Okay.
And this you got to see in person. It's really neat. It's the new Moby Blue MP3 player. You know, the original looked like, it almost looked like a caramel candy.
Yeah.
That little square cube.
Yeah.
Well, the new one is called the Moby Blue B153, and the 153, they didn't get out of thin air because they claim it will play for 153 hours
wow.
on a single charge.
Let me open the calculator. I wonder how many days that is.
How many podcasts is that, Leo? Leo, I forgot to say, it also has podcast-ready software built in, so you can download the daily how many daily giz whizzes does it take
that's
to make a podcast?
To fill up, that's a lot. Well, how big are these? A gigabyte? 2 gigabytes?
1 and 2 gigabytes.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So that's quite a few daily giz whizzes. That's like the entire catalog, if you would like.
I think it is.
And you can listen to them all for 6.375 days, almost a week, without a new battery.
Wow.
Does it use
We've made that many giz whizzes.
I don't think so.
It's built in and it charges while it's downloading music. So it charges from the USB.
Let me just see how many episodes, because I think they're around 8 megabytes an episode. So you could get 125 daily giz whizzes on the small Moby Blue 153. So that's quite a bit of storage.
Yeah. So if you buy that, you'll have to wait a little for us to catch up.
And it has that nice blue LED screen that the original
Moby the OLED, organic OLED, FM tuner, and you can record from the FM, voice recording, built-in microphone. And, it's a lot of features for the money. I believe the 2 gigabyte will retail for between $130 and $140.
Wow.
So, that's...
Well, they have to come up with some way to, beat the iPod that's so dominant, but that... What's good for consumers is that means that these guys are going to do all sorts of innovative, interesting stuff trying to get you to buy their product over the iPod.
Yeah. And it's very funny because, a lot of PR people call and go, I have a wonderful MP3 player that you should be talking about, but they can't give me one thing about it that 13 other
right.
MP3 players haven't done or do. You know, I said it's got to be the most powerful, the longest playing, the lowest price, the biggest something. We need a hook. You need a hook to be on this show. And speaking of a hook,
it's time to go.
Yeah, come off
stage. No, wait a minute. Wait, we have to talk about our friends.
All right, we'll talk about our friends because they're paying the bills these days, and that, of course, we love them. It's T-Mobile and Retail Careers at T-Mobile. I'm a T-Mobile customer. I go to the T-Mobile stores to get my phones. And one of the reasons there are actually three reasons I went with T-Mobile. They've got a great signal where I live. They have really nice service personnel, and they have the phones that I want, the best phones. I have an SDA. They have the great new MDA, Blackberries, all kinds of phones. And now you could be selling those phones if you're a gadget hound and you love great gadgets and you love people and you love the opportunity to make a lot of money because the commissions are very generous. Visit them online at T-Mobile.com/jobs and find out what they have in store for you. T-Mobile.com/jobs, a great retail career awaits at T-Mobile. Actually, they have what is their slogan? It's actually a kind of funny slogan. I mean, let me look it up here.
But T-Mobile. You sound like Monty Python. There are two reasons that I like T-Mobile. No, actually, there are three reasons.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Four reasons you should be working at T-Mobile.
Here's this slogan is, find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. I love that. Find your, get it? Calling?
Yeah.
See their phone?
Yes,
calling?
Yes.
Get it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Put down that mallet. I get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Daily Gizwiz. You'll find him online at dailygizwiz.com and, of course, at Mad Magazine a couple of times a week.
Issue of Mad Magazine has my salute to the oil industry. I know we talked a lot. Tomorrow I'll read a couple of bits from the July issue of Mad that's out
now. I can't wait. And, of course, tomorrow is our classic gadget visit to the warehouse with Dick DeBartolo. We'll see you then.